I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Masked Crafters at Edgewood High School are presenting a play, The Women, by playwright, reporter, diplomat, Claire Booth Luce. And our guests are two of the actors, Aaron Lance and Miranda Prince. Aaron, thanks much for joining us. We're glad to talk to you.
Hello.
You're a senior at Edgewood High School. How long have you been with The Masked Crafters? How many shows?
This is my second show.
Second show, so you're kind of a newie to this group.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the character you play in The Women.
I play Mary, the lead role, and her character goes through multiple emotions throughout the play. It's kind of an emotional roller coaster. In the very first scene, she's just kind of hanging out with her friends, and it's all women, so they're all talking about whatever. And by the second scene, she actually finds out that her husband has been with another woman. So then the rest of the play is just kind of like how she's going through accepting it and like what's going on in the rest of like her life.
Our second guest from the Masked Crafters at Edgewood is Miranda Prince. Miranda, you too are a senior. How many shows have you done with the Masked Crafters?
I think this is my second Masked Crafters show, but I've done more of an amateur show also with the theater class.
Uh-huh. So you've had some chance to work with various groups there. Tell us who your character is in The Women.
I have a lot of different, more minor characters. My first character is Olga. She's the manicurist. And I also play Mrs. Fordyce, who is like a nanny, and Princess Tamara, who is a model. And then I play a girl called Cigarette. She walks around and gives people cigarettes.
Certainly dates the show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, as Olga, you're kind of a key to the way the story develops.
Yes, definitely. Helps move the plot forward.
Now, some people have criticized this and said that the scene of rich ladies talking about divorces in Reno is not exactly pushing the envelope, but how do you react to that?
Probably not pushing the envelope, but it just takes a feminist view on life and talks about how basically all women are the same, you know, and this is what they talk about.
Do you find switching back and forth between all those characters a bit of a strain?
No, definitely not, because they occur in sequence throughout the play. So once I go on as one character, I don't have to come back as that character again. That character is over, and then I get to move on to a different one.
I see. So that's an advantage to actually simply be able to discard one set of thoughts and then pick up another?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Aaron, I'd like to come back to you and ask just a little bit about how it's been working with this particular group. This is your second show with the Masked Crafters. And once again, you're working as an actor and also as a costume designer, carpenter, painter, scenic designer. How's the experience been for you as part of your education at Edgewood?
It's been really fun. My first play was the spring play last year. It's been really fun and working with a lot of the same people as last year, but a lot of newer people, too, that have come onto the cast.
How important do you think experiences like this are for your education?
I think it's pretty important because it opens up, like, your mind and gives you insights into other things.
Miranda, I'd like to ask you the same question.
Yeah, it definitely helps you be able to speak in front of people, which you need to do in a lot of different careers. That definitely helps with it. It helps with confidence and just being able to present yourself to other people and know how to talk to other people that you don't know.
We've been talking with Aaron Lance and Miranda Prince, two of the actors for the upcoming production of The Women by Claire Booth Luce. It's at Edgewood High School. It's a production of The Masked Crafters, directed by Beth Perney, with performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.